The following message by Apostle Dr. Dana Carson is made possible by DCKM Partners, assisting people to know God, making Him known to others, and spreading the kingdom message around the world. Check out our website, drdanacarson.org, where you can hear much more from the Kingdom Voice.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be spread across the world.
Does it sin? So if you don't have a relationship with God right now, everything you do is sin. Even the good that you think you're doing is sin.
Coming up today, Apostle Dr. Dana Carson teaches us how to properly view election and our salvation.
Paul says in Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your what? Spiritual or an intelligent worship. It says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? By what? If your mind ain't changed, you ain't changed. If you still have the same mental disposition, you still have the same emotional disposition, then your calling and election is not sure.
The concept of election has been tossed around and talked about for centuries. When we look at the concept of election, it's God's sovereign choice of a certain people for His own purpose. When you are a kingdom citizen, one of the first things you have to embrace is the sovereignty of God. Listen now as Apostle Carson teaches us how to make our calling and election sure.
DCKM, Dana Carson Kingdom Ministries.
So when we talk about this concept of election, I told you that election normally deals with three categories. It's God's sovereign choosing of a people, a person, for His own purpose and will, which has nothing to do with the person. It's God's sovereign choice. So election is in three areas. One, when we talk about election, God's first election was Israel. When we talk about it in theology, Israel was God's chosen people. They were elected to represent God upon the earth. So one of the things that we learn about election is that when you are elected, the Hebrew term bakar means chosen, and eklegomai, me in the Greek, means to be chosen. Now, and they basically mean the same thing, but when you are the elect of God, you have to ask yourself this question: why am I, or why was I, elected? Now, electos, why was I elected? Why did God choose me? Well, God chose Israel because He needed someone to represent Him on the earth. Now, but before He could use them, He had to redeem them. And thus, we have the law and we have the tabernacle. He comes down, Moses, from Mount Sinai. In one hand, He has the Decalogue. In the other hand, He has the blueprints for the tabernacle. So in one hand, He has law. In the other hand, He has grace. In one hand, He has judgment. In the other hand, He has forgiveness. In one hand, He has hatred. In the other hand, He has love. So now God says, you know you deserve judgment from this hand, But because I'm going to use you and I've elected you, I've given you something in this hand. My grace and my mercy. It will cover you under the law. Now, it won't cleanse you from the law, but it will cover you under the law. Therefore, when you sin, I will let you sacrifice, and that sacrifice will represent a type and shadow of the things to come. Thus, God had to give Israel a plan of redemption before he could use her as an elected people. I want you to see here, you cannot view salvation outside of election. When you view salvation outside of election, you make salvation frivolous, meaningless. You're saved because of election. God redeems you in order to use you. Now, to be redeemed and unused is frivolous. This is why Peter says, make your calling and election sure. That means there ought to be some things happening in your life that suggest you've been elected. Now, Israel was elected, and because of her election, she received grace and mercy. Now, because of her election, she received grace and mercy. You need to understand, as the elect of God, grace and mercy is there to carry you through the call. It is not to carry you around the call. God only gives you grace and mercy so that he can continue to use you. But if God cannot use you, then there is no need for grace and mercy. Thus, you want to make your calling and election sure? Ask yourself, how well am I representing God in the earth? Who knows him because of me? Don't tell me I make my calling election sure because of my moral behavior. Now you are entering into self-reform. So now you're telling me you can reform yourself. The church is under serious attack of narcissism, individualism, and pride. God saved you because you were part of the elect, and he saved you to make your election possible. But God went through all of that in order to elect you, not to do nothing, but to represent him on your job, in your community, in your home, with your children. God elected you. He redeemed you to use you. He did not redeem you for you to use him. We want to play church. Everybody's looking for artificial stimulation. Everybody's looking for synthetic anesthesias to help us not remember our former sins. Because if I can't remember that he brought me out, then I don't have no problem staying in them. You got to remember that God brought you out. And if God brought you out, God was trying to bring you in to something different and new. So you can never ever take what God elects into a special category and make it like you, because you say all men are created equal under God. Because the Bible said y'all don't like me now. He himself gave some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. You're trying to understand salvation outside of the structures of God. You cannot take a democracy, an American European mentality, and try to understand how God operates.
Apostle Dr. Dana Carson will continue the second half of this message in just a moment. We enjoy hearing your testimonies. Your words are so encouraging to our listening audience.
Yo, my marriage was on the rocks and I was fresh out of jail with nowhere to go. I turned on the radio and Dr. Carson's broadcast was on. His voice grabbed my attention and everything he said, God was speaking directly to me. Man, I couldn't believe where my life was. And I knew it would only get worse without God. It is because of the voice and the ministry of Dr. Carson that I'm now saved. I'm serving God to the fullest in everything I do. Man, I started my own business. I'm raising a godly family. And I live my life according to kingdom principles. I know God is blessing my life as I put him first. I thank God daily for the broadcast, because without it, there's no telling where I'd be.
This testimony is not only encouraging, but a confirmation on how the kingdom message is changing lives. Write Apostle Carson now and let him know how your life is changing because of his broadcast. You can email him at drcarson@drdanacarson.com. That's drcarson@drdanacarson.com. In just a few moments, Apostle Carson has some exciting news to share with you about his brand new book, The Five Watersheds of History and Theology, a fresh look at 21st century Christianity in light of cultural distortions and the kingdom of God. But right now, we are learning that you cannot make your calling and election sure by having good moral behavior. Listen now as Apostle Carson continues his message on making your calling and election sure.
Which means in election, God doesn't call you based on merits. But when you are a kingdom citizen, one of the first things you embrace is the sovereignty of God. You cannot be in the kingdom without embracing the sovereignty of God. You have to embrace, regardless of what you see in your analysis, God sees something else. See, in David's case, the prophet, the father, Jesse, the brothers, none of them saw in David a king. But God saw a king. And the Bible says man looks at the outward man, but God looks at the inward man of the heart. So when God chooses his leaders, you just have to say yay and amen. Well, I just can't. That's because you don't understand election. God elected Abraham and he was a liar. God elected Moses and he was a murderer. God elected David and he was a murderer and an adulterer. God elected the apostle Paul, who was a murderer. He persecuted people that was in the Christian church, but yet and still he became the apostle that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. You don't understand that. You don't think about that, because that's a part of election. We don't earn where we are. We get it by the grace of God. I am what I am by the grace of God. Let me try to close this. The third area is election for salvation. Is election for salvation. Is election for salvation. That's what swell the masses. But how are we elected? Peter said we're elected in Christ Jesus. Paul says he chose us or elected us before the foundation of the world in Christ Jesus. He was slain, the Bible said, before the foundation. The Bible says he was slain, he was killed, he was slaughtered before the foundation of the world. So before Adam even sinned, Christ was already slain. Now, you don't know how to explain that outside of election. If you don't understand election, you don't understand that. You may hear it and say, that's what it say, but you don't understand it. How can he be slain for a crime that has never been committed? He was slain before the foundation. Carabole. Before God threw down. That's what that means. Bole, to throw. Kata, down. So before God threw down, Jesus was already slain. Before it. Now, that means that election was not because of merit. It was because of the sovereign choice of God. Thus, you're elected in Christ Jesus, which means then he was the perfect substitution for you and I, which means his death could ultimately become my life. Because I was chosen in him. My first man was chosen in the original Adam. But my second man was chosen in the last Adam. So now, under my first Adam man, I'm going to call myself Danny. That's what they used to call me as a kid, Danny. But then my second birth is Dana. So it was Saul, then it was Paul. So my first election was in Adam. He was my federal and my seminal head. And in Adam, I'm rejected. But in Christ, Romans 5 says, who is the last Adam, not a second one, but he's the last one. He's number two, but he's the last one. Number two can suggest a number three. So he's the last Adam. Now, in him, I'm accepted. In the first Adam, I'm rejected. In the last Adam, I'm accepted. First, Esau. Then Jacob. Esau rejected. Jacob accepted. Ishmael and Isaac. Ishmael rejected. Isaac accepted. This is Romans chapter 9 that I'm talking now. And you understand that you were elected in Christ Jesus. And that means that if your election is to be made sure, if any man be in Christ Jesus, y'all don't like me this morning, he is a new creation. So if you are still living like the old man, your calling and your election is not sure. If the only difference between me now and me then is I'm in the church, I'm serving in my community, then I'm still the first man. If if my life has not been transformed and it's not constantly being transformed by the word of God, then I cannot be sure about my election. This is why Peter says, make sure your calling and election. What were you elected to do? Evangelism. Where were you called to do it? Everybody's called somewhere. There's no such thing as maverick robo-Christian. Some of y'all are jacked up today because you didn't work out. Now I'm going to use this parabolically. Some of y'all are jacked up today because you didn't work out your childhood election. You tried to leave your family and thought you would never need it. But what you didn't realize is that you can't never be right until your covering get right. So therefore, as long as you have mama and daddy issues, you're always going to have issues no matter where you go. And the same thing is true in the spirit.
If this message touched your heart and you would like to make a change in your relationship with the Lord, Apostle Carson will be on in just a moment to assist you with this change. If you missed any part of today's message, you can hear a replay right now at drdanacarson.org. Click on the broadcast link and search for Making Your Calling and Election Sure. But right now, we are excited about Apostle Dr. Dana Carson's newest book, The Five Watersheds of History and Theology. We asked Dr. Carson, what is Romanization and how does it relate to Christianity? Here's what he had to say.
Well, Romanization is when Christianity became the official religion of Rome. Early 4th century, about 311 AD, with the signing of the Edict of Milan, which stopped Christian persecution. The Romans took upon themselves the Christian faith, and they used it in both a political and a religious system that they thought that would help to further the agenda and the development of the Roman Empire. And in doing so, they removed all of the Jewish culture from Christianity and replaced it with Romanized culture, which also helped to reshape the message and the cultural concepts and concepts in which Christ taught his original message of the kingdom of God in his Jewish context. But in Romanization took all of the pagan Roman holidays and celebrations and gave them Christian names, and then took upon the Christian faith. While becoming anti-Semitic, they had a dislike and a despise for Jews. However, Christianity was born in a Jewish context. And so when you removed it out of its Jewish context and you put it in a Romanized context, you also misconstrued the message of the cross and the crown. Lastly, I'd like to say to you, I believe that it'll be a gift to you, your children, your children's children, your walk in personal ministry with God, if you obtain a copy of the Five Watersheds of History and Theology. I believe that it will change the direction of your life forever. And so I'm praying that you will get your own personal copy and maybe buy a copy for a friend and send it to them. And then I pray that God will bless you. And then drop me a line or two. Tell me how the book was. Tell me how it blessed your life. It'll bless me to know how it blessed you. Well, listen, thank you for giving me the opportunity to share with you in this interview.
Many people approach Christianity and now the Bible with skepticism due to the great racial and cultural divide associated with Christianity. This book is a must-read for anyone who wants to understand the twists and turns in the development of the Christian church and how to return to the original call of God. So go online to get your personal copy at thefivewatersheds.com. That's thefivewatersheds.com. Right before we end this broadcast, Apostle Carson has a special prayer to help you get your call in order.
Wow, wasn't that an exciting time in the Word? Listen, we understand that learning the Scriptures and learning the Word of God can be a challenge, but the Bible says, as a newborn babe desiring the sincere milk of the Word of God that you may grow thereby. So I hope that you're growing in the Word. What I want to do now is I just want to lead you in the prayer of salvation. I want to lead you into a definite relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to just pray this prayer with me. And if you are sure, it never hurts. So I just want you to repeat after me. Close your eyes and focus out on everything and focus in on the Lord. And say these words after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you right now, acknowledging that I'm a sinner in need of grace. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross, not for your sins, but for my sins. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my life. Be Lord and Savior of my life and my destiny. All that I am, all that I'm not, all that I have, I give it to you. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for saving me. I am born again. And Father, will you baptize me in the Holy Spirit that I may be empowered for kingdom service? Thank you, Jesus. I'm saved and I can see and enter the kingdom of heaven. Amen.
If you prayed this prayer with Apostle Carson, let us know now by connecting with us online at therockwoi.com. Click the Join Online tab at the top of the screen and tell us about your experience. We would love to send you more information to assist you on your new kingdom journey. Next time, as Apostle Carson continues his series on the kingdom calling and election, we will learn about the call of the elect. Make sure you join us.
The preceding message by Dr. Dana Carson is made possible by DCKM Partners, assisting people to know God, make Him known to others, and spread the kingdom message around the world. Check out his website, drdanacarson.org, where you can hear much more from the Kingdom Voice. Become a DCKM partner today and make a difference in the world around you at www.drdanacarson.org.